Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
You're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
If I have a sword and I'm just like, man, like that, I'm not going to do anything. I will probably, it's just not going to work.
I mean, the one in Hollywood, it's only going to have the Bowser Mario Kart ride. They don't even have the Yoshi ride. So
I think it's absolute stupid. I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I don't know how many cliches I can come up with, but it's just not good for the industry.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix podcast. I am Spanish.
How goes your day? I'm Mike.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and the weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow or twitch.tv/gamefix.
That's right. As he mentioned, the website, gamefixshow.com, a couple other things you can check out there, our social medias. You can follow us. Any there, you can follow, like, subscribe. Any one is fine. All three are awesome, or all seven are even better. Do we have that many? I don't even know.
Seven, we can.
Yeah, probably. We'll go do that as well. You can also support us on our Patreon page, and you can actually become a supporter, maybe like even like a producer. Verlaine, tell them how they could play.
Ooh, all you got to do is go to our website and you'll see a little Patreon banner. And when you sign up, you can, there's tiers. And the higher you get on the tiers, the more power you have on the show. When you get to the highest tier, there's only like four because you can do things like challenge us and we accept them all. And you can give us things to talk about and pretty much anything you want. You become a producer of the show. We start catering to kind of specifically you a little bit. You represent a lot of the people when you do that tier. So otherwise, everything's free. This show's free. Downloads are free. Appearances you see us at are always going to be free. So
yes.
Not to get and see us, but to see,
when
us,
you see us. Yeah, when you see us. That's right. So other than that, yeah, and you can also listen to our latest episode, the audio version, right there on our website, gamefixshow.com. There's so much to do. Even Mike has his articles that he puts up, as well as Gina. Of course, we'll talk about every single week. We'll talk about the retro reboot that Michael puts up every single week. So yeah, we will get to that. Plus so much more. Welcome on in. We have a lot to get to. We have a brand new Overwatch type game with Marvel characters. Will the game break the first time you play it? We will see how that works. Also, a couple other things in the news. There is a soundtrack that has never been on Spotify, and it just so happens to be the anniversary of it. We will get to that as well. And Rock Band in Fortnite? What? Why not? Right. All right. All right. Well, what's that?
It's got to be somewhere.
Got to be somewhere. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about what we've been gaming like we normally do. Mike, you were out last week, so I'm going to throw you in the fire. What have you been gaming this week, my man?
Fairly light gaming because I'm on the road and away from a lot of my stuffs, but mostly putting a lot of time, just because it's portable, in the Tetris 99 because I'm getting closer. It's actually more frustrating to get second place than it is to just like get knocked out altogether. But I'm like regularly up there in like the top five, and then I'll just get obliterated towards the end of it. Like I don't know if my reflexes are just that bad at this point, or if the players are just that good, but I'm right there, and it's both exhilarating and frustrating.
All right, I'm going to give you some advice. Is that okay? Can I give you some advice?
Go for it.
All right. Quit looking at what place you're in.
I don't.
All right. Because that's what throws me off. I'm like, ooh, I'm in top 10, and then I fail. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Because I don't pay attention to it until, like, the speed goes up. When the speed goes up, that's when I know, all right, I know I'm in the top 10. And then what happens? The second I have, like, a Tetris lined up, or at the very least a triple, because at that point you're just trying to go by singles. Mm. Because unless you're really good and you've got your T-spins on point, the best thing to try to do is to just get one line, because that's going to clear the junk that people are throwing in your piles out of there. But the second I feel like I want to go for the gooder, all of that junk that I didn't clear up, it piles up and it throws me off every time, and I just get tilted. It angers me, and I continue to be salty, but I'm going to continue to play it. Let's see, elsewhere I have been playing a new game that I picked up on the Switch called Attack of the Karens. And this is a side-scrolling space shooter, kind of like Gradius or like the Darius games.
Okay.
And the plot is cyborg aliens, essentially the Borg, possess four super entitled women, and and they then take over the city, turning everybody into a bunch of Karens. So you're recruited by some organization with your Kadar, cleverly named there, and you just blast away at a procedurally really hard levels. I mean, the game's essentially a joke. It was on sale for like $3 when I picked it up. But I like the blend of the like Game Boy style graphics that it utilizes. And it feels like the producers made it with that like Game Boy sound chip, but it's also really well produced. So the chiptune in it's really addictive. And the gameplay, it is a bullet hell. So it's one of those space shooters where the screen's going to get cluttered with stuff really fast. And early on, they just provide you with a bunch of power-ups to make sure that you can get your gun strong enough. If there's one thing that's weird about it, and I probably have to mess around with the menu anymore, it feels like it has a Mega Man select screen and you can pick your stages. Except that every time I try to do this, it sends me to a different stage. It's like really weird to explain. I don't know if it's just like an early game tutorial, but I feel like I've played in like four different stages every time I've like rebooted it up, which is one thing that actually drives me nuts. It's early in the game and one death and you're right back to the beginning. So I guess in a way that's like kind of a saving grace, because in like most space shooters like that, if you get like a lot of power-ups, because I experienced a lot of this with stuff like Truxton, if you get really far in Truxton and then you die and you're left with your base guns, the game's nearly impossible. So
that makes sense.
one of the best shmups ever.
So good.
And so I'm like trying to chip away at that. Played a little bit of Mario Brothers Wonder. It's still really fun. I haven't
picked it up in about a week and a half though. I have to get back to it. It is really fun. I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
it's a fun game.
I guess I've heard some complaints about it that it feels a little too gimmicky because it borrows a lot of those Mario Maker ideas for stages, but I like that every stage is like something you're not really prepared for. It can be random, but in like an era where like most platformers are either too super hard or like ultra easy. Like most developers go with that like Super Meat Boy style of game where it's like ultra stressful and ultra puzzling. Mario toes like a good balance of being just hard enough to keep you coming back to it without being frustrated. And lastly, the game that I've also been putting a ton of hours into lately, Contra Operation Galuga. I don't know if it's going to be my new favorite Contra game, but it's pretty close. It's really high up there. I'm currently running the game on a one death kill because I don't know about most people. Playing Contra with like a 3-hit life bar actually throws me off.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think I could do that either.
Yeah, it's just really weird because I'm used to getting hit and dying and like recollecting myself as I respawn. But when I played this one with the life bar, I feel like I die faster because I get hit and I haven't like reassessed myself, and then I'm just running, and then I just end up dying because I feel like I'm invincible. So all right, I'm reckless. I don't feel like I'm acquiring any skill to avoid getting hit. So by playing on one hit deaths, I feel like I do better at the game. Stories kind of silly, and in a lot of ways, this Contra reboot really feels like the modern day G.I. Joe to me. I don't know why it has a G.I. Joe vibe, but I think it's the way the characters talk and interact with themselves. And they also kind of threw a little of they threw a little bit of like a vague referential Easter egg out there, or maybe just a bone for anyone paying attention. So you're Lance Bean and Bill Reiser, and one of your operatives or assistants is named Henriksen, and Henriksen keeps talking to Lance. I kind of mark out every time that
happens. What about so once there's a guy named Paul, then it's going to be even thicker because then Paul Rising is going to be talking to.
Yeah.
Paul's going to be talking to Rising. Wait, Paul Reiser. Is his name Reiser?
Reiser. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bill, the guy in the game.
Oh. Bill Reiser.
Bill Reiser. So he just needs to meet Paul.
Right. It needs to be another like weapons expert named Paul that they could throw in there.
Yeah. That's cool.
But that's mostly what's been my week.
Word. All right, cool. Verlaine, how about you? What have you been playing?
I've been playing some Evil Dead. I mean, Evil Dead. Some Overwatch 2.
Why did you say Evil Dead?
You'll find out.
Okay, all right.
I've been playing Overwatch 2. I got my thing. I don't know. I'm fine with it. We'll talk a bit later about what's going on, but I don't know. I think I'm okay. I've been in good moods lately playing it. I've just been getting my Moira skin. That's it. Now the season's done. Cowboy Bebop, the annoying music's over. So yeah, I started playing Battle Coliseum for no reason. And then I remembered, you know, Fatal Fury's out. So then I was like just doing shit with Terry Bogard because he is the Wolf Garou version in that game. And then
is he the namesake of the game? What it's like something wolves.
I mean, for the Fatal Fury, he's the main character. Garou, okay. Mark of the Wolves.
I don't know a lot.
I don't even know where that falls in the story. I just remember getting the emulator and loving the shit out of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up until the announcement of the new game, that is like the last Fatal Fury game that they made. So it's the furthest in the story.
Sweet. All right, so then me and Jax tried out the game Evil West, which is on Game Pass. I have mixed feelings about the game. I didn't really know too much about it before going in. I mean, I looked at the trailer, and the trailer looked sweet. Or like, sweet as shit. It looked like Army of Two, but with, like, vampires and stuff like that.
Cool.
Right off the bat, we were fucking pissed. Like right off the bat. So we join a game, right? And I join his game and look at him, and he's the same fucking character as me. You are the main character. You're both the main character. The story consists of two guys that are essentially like brothers, Army 2.
Sure, they're twins.
There's a black dude and a white dude. In the story, the black dude is your partner. You're not him when you're a co-op game. You're the same dude. So therefore you have the same powers, but you could build your character differently as you progress. That's so off-putting, dude. And for such a minor thing, like honestly, it's just nowadays to do that, what the hell? I mean, like, what are you doing?
Is he wearing like a different color?
No, only way you can change the color is if I earn something and like Jack physically had to change his scarf to a white scarf to look different. You look you're exactly the same. You gain the same powers and stuff. So you're playing the game and it's cool. Like the all the events, like all the things that you do, like parkouring over something, or you throw this dude in the trailer. You're like throwing out the sweet whip and swinging across things. That's a quick time event that only happens at that point. Okay. You never at all bring out your whip to fight or anything. It's
that
just
sucks.
So that was kind of disappointing too. Then there's this thing where the enemies, they'll be shooting at you, but then they'll do like a power shot where a circle will appear. They're getting ready to shoot and then they'll shoot. So you're supposed to shoot that circle before they shoot, and it'll be like a fatal shot, right?
Sure.
Some of the enemies just come out straight out. Like once you see them, they start doing that shot. When you hit that shot, it's fatal. They die. When you aim and just when you face them and click aim down the sights, automatic lock onto that. So you just pretty much go left trigger, right trigger, boom, dead. Left trigger, right trigger, dead. However, we kept playing the game, and despite all this, dude, the graphics are. Oh, and it shows you everything to do. If there's a room where you have to shoot something, it's going to turn gray and highlighted. Like you have no, there's no looking around. Like you know what to do. It's crazy. The graphics are sweet. It's gory as fuck. And as you progress, the powers get better. Like when you start the game, like I'm glad I was at least playing with somebody. If I would have started the game, I wouldn't have made it probably past the first boss without hating it. But once you start getting points and putting your powers on, like the fighting is actually better. You have pushing your regular trigger is your six revolver, which I didn't even figure out till the second level. I didn't even know that was, so there is no weapon switching with Y. It's just trigger is revolver, hip fire, aim down the sights is your rifle. And then you can melee, but you can melee and then you start earning more powers. Like you get that your gauntlet can like grab guys and pull them in, or you can grab guys and zoom to them. You could teleport. Your thing can get powerful, and you do this nightcrawler shit where you just go to each enemy, one hit kill pretty much, bam, bam, bam. But you have to progress through the game and forgive all the fucking the mid-2000s bullshit. So I think that it might end up a good game. I had fun playing it, but it was easy to just be like, I'm ready to play Overwatch now. So yeah. It's at least it's on Game Pass. I advise everyone to try playing it. It's just, I don't know, man. Dave is frozen. It's silly. So I don't know. It's okay. It's I got to play it a little more to really like get a feel for it.
Yeah, it's in that like gun grave category of like this is like a Xbox 360 era action game.
It felt a lot like Gears of War when playing it. It was very, very clunky, like chunky. Like it was like the shots and the melee. But yeah, it's the story. Oh my God. Okay. So you start out and you're in the fucking Midwest. You're in the West. You're kept like cowboys and there's bad dudes, whether like there's bad guys. You're shooting these guys and there's also vampires and shit and you're going through all this gothic stuff. So you're like totally like, oh my God, this is like old Western or like, you know, how they would be. All of a sudden they're showing the fucking president and like the White House and shit. So you're in present times and they mention Jesus Christ. They're like, Jesus Christ, blah, 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 blah. So those little things, like, they just throw me off, dude. Because first, we're thinking we're in the past where vampires exist. No, we're in some kind of alternate present. We're not even in, like, a cyberpunk kind of future. We're in the fucking present. It's so weird. But it's not weird enough to make me hate it.
No, it's just a video really game. Hope it That's goes fair. Somewhere.
The enemies are creative. We fought an enemy that's just all these, like, tentacles and shit. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's something. Just try it. It's free.
What about the shotgun?
The shotgun, when you get the shotgun, it's also just like a cooldown one. It's like a cooldown ability. Like you only pull it out, like you have to, you push X and you just go, you pull it out. Poof. So you don't even have to like have the gun armed. You just push X and that's the shotgun. The shotgun, and then it cools down. You can do a life heal at any time, like, but it has a cooldown. So it's real, and you have an ult, that the Nightcrawler thing. So I don't know. And then all the while, the other character that you're not controlling sometimes shoots, snipes guys. I guess when you play single player, he does it more. He's got your back. So like Jack said, like he's in the back sniping dudes while you're fighting. There are parts where it's pretty hectic, dude. There's a lot of fighting. I don't know. I don't think there's friendly fire, but there is a lot of you get surrounded and stuff, and like the enemies can stop you from moving. Like there was a dude that rushed me and like I was stuck in a corner. You can't just like go through an enemy.
Gotcha. Okay.
So whatever. It's cool.
That's a little more realistic than it has. Yeah. That built it. That's cool. Yeah. All right.
All right.
No friendly fire. So there's all no right. friendly fire in that game. Well, that's good because the game me and Jack are playing has the game may as well be called Friendly Fire. And of course, it's Helldivers 2. there's a lot of chances for you to shoot your friend on accident or on purpose if you really wanted to. I guess that's where the toxicity kind of level is. Although the game, as we say every week, that the game has not a lot of toxicity because you are working for the same goal. You're not against each other. It has that different feel to it. So overall, great game, still awesome. Love playing it. And Verlaine, you have some news that you could possibly be actually playing it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Okay. I'm gonna look into the specs. I guess my laptop's a little stronger than I thought it was.
I would at least try it.
Yeah, I did the specs. I was looking up the specs for the Marvel game, and then I was like, oh shit, I actually do have like some. Yeah, I'm gonna. It's just a game like that. I really just, I want it to look good. Like, I want it to look like, I do kind of like, I can't, Overwatch was cool, lowering all my specs. It's the game itself that I'm really into. Animated. But the atmosphere of this game is part of what, like, intrigues me. So I don't want to lose too much, but I'm going to try. I mean, why the fuck not? I'm not going to get a PlayStation 5, so.
No, I know that. You talk about the atmosphere. I think the biggest thing that sucks so much in this game, as far as like the enemies go, if you will, I don't even know if you want to call it an enemy, are the tornadoes. Oh, wait. Tornadoes are not that bad. These are fire tornadoes. Okay. So what happens is, and Mike, while you're, running around doing what you got to do, all of a sudden this fire tornado just comes up on you. And by the way, it's completely silent. It's there.
An event of the natural occurrence.
Yes. And then all of a sudden there's a fucking fire tornado and it lights everything on fire in its path.
And you die from burn damage quick.
Yes, Jack. Fuck Elmire. That's where it most prevalent is. Man, that is such a crazy, crazy planet. Overall, still awesome. I think one of the coolest things that they've implemented in the game are the exosuit, like the mech that you can call down. Oh, wow. Nice. That thing is so incredibly fun to use. I'm so glad they did that. And me and Jack figured out if you can find a high ground and get the mech close to it, you could jump on your buddy's mech and shoot as he's shooting. So that is an actual thing. That's pretty cool. It's not like a permanent thing. So it's not like when you can get on it and you can jump in like some kind of like seat and you could use like the guns or something like that. You're literally just standing on it. And as he moves, you're constantly moving because he's moving. So it's I'm sure it's not what they intended, but it works. Telling you, it works. If you could just try to figure that out,
I almost assume that's why they made them a little bit boxy.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because the top is completely flat. So I was just like, "Well, why not take advantage of it?" And we definitely do. It's pretty fun. Yes, so we were playing. Was it an orbital or was it a supplies? Either way. He got hit or got killed or something like that as he's throwing one of the orbitals, and if it hits somebody, it sticks to them. And I think that's something they need to work on, because you would think it would just hit me and bounce off. But no, it sticks like to my head. So I'm like running around with this orbital on my head. And as this thing is coming down, it's following the thing that stuck to my head. So I have to like jump out of the way as quickly as possible, or this thing is going to smash me. So I feel like they have to work on that. Unless that was intended and that was on purpose. But at this point,
terrifying or anything.
Oh man, all of a sudden you see this like this beam shining off the top of your head, and you're like, oh no, oh shit, oh no. And you're just trying to get out of the way, but there's no getting out of the way. Literally, you are the way, and it's going to smash you. But yeah, it's okay. It's actually not that big a deal. It's not like it doesn't break the game or anything like that. Although they did fix the EMS. Or EMP, whatever weapons, because for some reason those weapons were actually breaking the game. They were.
That's good.
Yeah, it would the game would crash, and you would end up, you know, back at the landing page on Xbox. So yeah, that's the ARC weapons. That's what it is, the glitch. So now, but now it's safe to use. I was using it, and I'm good. I was cool with not using it because of that reason. Now I'm cool just not using it, because I'm not a big fan of it. And I did try the Tesla tower, and it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's a tower that emits electricity, and if anything goes by it, it hits it. And I do mean if anything goes by it, including yourself. So I found that out the hard way. Because I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll run through it. Psst, dead. Like, it was like instantly dead. So, yeah, that's the only thing you have to kind of watch out for that. There's some of the special weapons that you use in the game might do more damage to you than they do to the actual enemy. You know, mainly, you know, Mike's favorite, his minefield.
Oh. Yeah. I always try to at least throw them in the direction where we're like running from, so that at the very least, like we're not running into them. But then sometimes when we have to like retrek across that area because the excavation site's over there and we're in a hurry, then suddenly
we forget. Yeah, we forget you threw it down, and we're like, yeah, okay, boom, boom, boom.
and like Jack and Link will get blown up, and then I go, oh guys, sorry, there was
there by the way. Yeah, that's that gets kind of annoying, but it's all good. This incendiary breaker, oh gosh, yes. Okay, so a breaker in this game is it's a shotgun. And Jack, for some reason, loves using this weapon that fucking sucks if you're a teammate, because it is a shotgun that it's incendiary, so it will burn anything in its path. So, like, okay, so you're surrounded by a bunch of guys, right? And you're doing your best to try to, like, get out of there or whatever. So then Jack fucking his ass comes in here, and then he's like, oh, I can help you, and just shoots. And like you're just standing there, and you just die, because he's like, oh, sorry about that.
Shooting from the outside of the circle with a shotgun.
Yeah. Maybe don't use that weapon anymore. Oh well. Hell yeah, whatever, Jack. Fuck you. You suck. That's fine. Whatever. If anyone can kill me, Jack, you're allowed to kill me. That's fair. I'll give you that. Man, yeah, that's anyway. The game's awesome. Yeah, I hope you can play it, Verlaine. I really do, because again, this game is fucking awesome, and you would love it. Anyway, all right. Let's get to some stuff. And I think right off the bat is something that we were kind of surprised to see, and that is a 6v6 hero shooter. Marvel Rivals, Verlaine, how do you feel about this game? Is this something that you're excited about? Because I mean, you're a huge Overwatch fan. Can I ask you, could this be Overwatch killer?
I think it could, just based on the fact that it's Marvel, like a Marvel thing. Yeah, I think that it could. I mean, look, they don't have the best luck in the world, but I don't know, man. It looks good. It looks good. And there are like Overwatch is the whole thing is that you're heroes. Well, fucking Marvel, that's what they are. They are literal heroes. Like they're not just people saying they're heroes because they have abilities, like they're fucking heroes. And to be able to use their abilities in a team setting, that's the thing. Like to truly be like a team. Like, so we had the Avengers game. That wasn't a team. Like you just go in and beat the shit out of dudes. Pretty much that's it. Team up if you want. Big fucking deal. I think this is going to be a lot better. It's going to be, I think that it's not better. I'm 100% interested. That's it. I mean, the fact that it's only on PC kind of sucks, but they're trying to make it to consoles and stuff. I think the only thing that gets me is the third person.
Yeah.
That's it. But everything else looked sweet. It makes sense to me. We need something new. They're not claiming to be anything except for a fucking shooter. And it's 6v6 like Overwatch used to be when people used to love Overwatch. And it can 100% work, dude. And the characters coming out for Marvel are going to be, imagine the excitement when we get those characters. Like Overwatch, it's like, all right, we have to see the character.
We have to learn who they are. Yeah.
See their abilities and then decide, do I like them? Like the new character that just came out, I think is cool. But with Marvel, like it doesn't fucking matter. What they're going to say is who's coming next. Venom. Doesn't matter what his kid is. People are going to go apeshit. Thanos is a tank. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care because they're going to be related to their powers anyways.
So far, the roster that is confirmed is the Hulk, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Groot, Iron Man, Loki, Luna Snow, Magic, Magneto, Mantis, Namor, Penny Parker, Punisher, Rocket Raccoon, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Man, Storm, and Star-Lord. So, which is also, it's a pretty great list. I mean, right off the bat.
It's got new people I don't even know about, too. So okay. That's cool. Yeah. Learn about them. Penny Parker, that's, I'm assuming, Spider-Man's daughter. And then the snow chick is probably Iceman's kid, right?
Isn't Penny Parker the one in the robot?
She's like the little spider. Japanese
girl. Oh, from the other universe. She's in Spider or whatever it is.
Yeah.
S-P-D-R. Gotcha.
Which is an interesting decision, but I'm kind of down for it. They could easily make her play like D.Va if they wanted to with her little mech.
Yeah, this is. I think this has a lot of. It has a lot of potential to be. I mean, look. You want to talk live service games? The ones that you look at are, you know, the very few games like Overwatch is mainly one of them. Overwatch, Fortnite, like, and when it comes to team based shooters, Overwatch is the one that you want to be. So why the fuck not? If you want live service to work, you be Overwatch. Be Overwatch like it was. If there's, dude, I don't know. I'm not even going to say anything. They could come out free to play and have some other idea. But, like, I really hope they just say, here, pay the money. We'll give you everything free like Overwatch was. And if we come out with an expansion, maybe you pay another $20 for another 5 characters. People will do that.
Yep.
They don't need to be fucking masked with some bullshit fucking PvE crap. Like, that's just them saying, hey, we understand the community's toxic. Here's an opportunity to play without them. No, you're just screwed. You're screwed. You have there's nothing you can do. Your community is your community. And I know that.
I mean, especially playing Overwatch as long as you have, it's just as long as all of us have, really, you just know what you're going to get in a game like that. So, yeah, I know. I hear you.
What do you think, though? You don't play Overwatch now.
I don't play. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I deleted it.
Do you think, honestly, like it's kind of out there, but not really, if you think about it. Do you think this had anything to do with the Insomniac game being canceled? Because it was a beautiful game, and the only competition it would have had, because Spider-Man was the get, is another multiplayer game on multiple platforms with Spider-Man as the team base, and that's what they were trying to do anyways. Almost like they kind of knew, and they should have fucking went with it faster, you know what I'm saying? Because now there is a Spider-Man team-based game.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I really am. I you know me. I love Marvel. I love the characters in Marvel. And to just be able to be, you know, these characters and use their abilities to what they are actually supposed to be used for and all that.
Against other heroes too, not against normal people.
If you notice, the one thing that I saw that I really, really like and I cannot wait for is Loki, because he's a shapeshifter.
Yes. So,
He's like Shang Tsung. He could turn into anything. Which he turned into the Black Panther turned into that. So like that to me is like, okay, that's awesome. Because Overwatch has a character like that. And it's Echo, which is fine. It's kind of, I don't know, it's weird. But you can only switch during an ultimate.
It's her ult.
So I want to know how often he can change to a different character. I think I was like, that's fucking sweet. That's
cool. How long that cooldown could be.
Yeah, well, that's true too. And is it anything like Shang Tsung where it like every character is a different code? You know, to actually be the character? Oh, man, I don't know.
Or suck their power, yeah. That'd be cool if you could actually like, yeah.
That'd be some high-tier execution if you end up
getting... Oh, yeah, you would be OP, like... You learn everybody, then you could switch characters on the fucking fly, essentially. Like, that's crazy. I don't know.
Right?
But, yeah, cool. That came out. I'm way excited. More excited about this than the other game. Obviously, I'm multiplayer. So, yeah. And showing the Hulk, like, turn into...
All right. Well, the closed beta test will be here in May. So
I already signed up.
You're signed up. Okay, so yeah, I need to do that. We should all do that as well. Everyone listening should do that as well, because this game might be the Overwatch killer. Did I say that? Oh, could it happen?
I know it can.
If it's free to play, then it's really in that conversation.
See,
if it's not free to play, we'll see how it goes. But if it's free to play, I'm telling you, the conversation right now is it the Overwatch killer? That's what I want to know.
It won't. It has to go to a console first, though. But that could end up happening before official launch. Like this alpha is for PC, but who knows? And it's good that they're giving us a fucking alpha, a public alpha. I mean, that's awesome. They have that's faith in your game right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of confidence in like the build that it currently is.
It's good.
I usually shy away from like calling things a killer because I almost feel like you jinx it. Like Multiversus was going to be the
Smash. Don't believe killer. In jinxes, Mike. That's not a real thing. Come on.
Yeah, Multiversus still has a chance.
Yeah, that is true. I mean,
it's more than ever. I agree with that, actually.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what's like learned from this, but with like a lot of the dime a dozen multiplayer games out there, it's about having a gimmick that like you can stick with and like a hook. And like I would have thought that because the DC games were doing stuff with like Gotham Knights that they would have jumped at this first. And I guess Kill the Justice League isn't really that, is it? It's just
PvE co-op.
Yeah. Which it's that's fine. I don't think that's what I would have wanted much from it, but I'd still like to give the game a shot because I'm curious. But I think that one of the bigger complaints that I saw from people online is that they were upset that this game wasn't like the X-Men Legends games because people are allegedly tired of player versus player. And those are the games that keep life in the stuff. Because if you look at some like single player ventures, like Marvel's Avengers died a death. The Guardians of the Galaxy game did a little bit better, but it's been months.
Different game now, though.
Year and no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's ensuring that you have really good content to roll out, what kind of maps they intend to use that will cater towards some of the characters' strengths and or weaknesses. But I'm down.
Cool.
This actually might make me get a new PC.
Oh, look at this guy. It'll be on console. It'd be really stupid of them not to do that. So I think we just kind of wait around. It's going to be on console. I think that is just one of those things
to be fair, though. I mean, look at, dude, I'm still waiting to play Valorant. Oh, that's what I should fucking play, Valorant. I've been wanting to play Valorant forever, even though it's just like, what, Counter-Strike?
More or less.
I was fucking awesome at Counter-Strike. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I'm glad it's coming out. I'll still play Overwatch. I mean, it's, okay, I thought you were frozen again.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, doing Legends is stupid. Anyone who's saying that is stupid. Saying player versus player is over, it's stupid. You need other players to keep live service alive. Like, that's stupid. Right. You can't do it with single player at all. You can't. You need a huge imagination with a single player game to keep playing it over and over.
Valorant just came out with a... Yeah, yeah. Valorant just came out with a new playable character.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Are you there?
Yeah.
You guys hear that? Oh, sorry. The Agent Clove is the name of the new character. I knew there was something about Valorant that came out, and actually it was released yesterday. So if you wanted to give it a shot, there you go. Yeah. Or not. You can do whatever you want. I don't care.
Fine.
Do whatever you want. I don't care. As far as Overwatch goes, there was a recent report that Overwatch, the reason why they canceled the PvE is because the sales report was so terrible.
Yeah, they're talking they're talking about the, because we were talking about it last time, and it's not that huge quest thing that they canceled. It's actually those small little fucking things that came from that, like the invasions that I actually like paid for. So yeah, I can see. I don't know. I can see that's why, because I played it once. I didn't even play all three. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
It was someone got hired in that company that shouldn't be in the company. Like, it's like,
well, they, hey, just, I think they had an idea. Yeah, they had an idea that they just couldn't carry out. I think that's really what it came down to. So, and that's unfortunate because the game was so strong, especially for a long time. But you know, everything comes to an end.
And when it tries,
go ahead, Mike.
Like, I don't think it needed to reinvent itself as drastically as it tried to, because the changes really mostly came out of nowhere. I mean, I get it. Okay, Kaplan steps away. Overwatch League kind of fell apart to some degree. Yeah. And they're like, all right, we need to, I don't know if they were trying to bring in more casual players or were listening to the wrong people. Cause I remember seeing that stuff on social media of like, it needs single player content. Multiplayer games don't really need that because the multiplayer is what keeps them alive. That's like saying that Halo shouldn't focus on its, on its online campaign. It should just focus on single player. Nobody's going to be playing it after a while. And I get it. The Overwatch personalities are interesting characters that you would want to flesh out. If they have proper ideas for that, then by all means. I look at the way that Splatoon has been handling its DLC expansion content, where it will actually repurpose a lot of its mechanics into a single player game. And it actually works pretty good. I want to get back into the Splatoon 3 one because it's actually adding some lore. The Overwatch ones, I think I played a little bit of one of them, and it kind of felt like a bit of a test demo for something else. It just doesn't feel like anything that can kind of carry its own weight. So canceling it isn't going to kill the game. It's Overwatch. It'll thrive regardless. This is just trimming the dead weight.
Yeah, you hope.
Yeah, they can't. They'll never. They were never going to make it successful. It failed to begin with. You can't take a multiplayer game and make a single player game out of it without, you know, making an entirely different game and using the characters. Most games, they're built around a single player. Even Call of Duty and Battlefield, they were built around the campaign, and then you have that as a side thing. The multiplayer was there, but it was like the campaign was the start of it. All games like that started single player, then the internet came. Overwatch did it backwards. Therefore, once you do it backwards like that, then you have to make everything else not only around one character, but around everyone, because you're not even switching loadouts. Like, so now you have a game that has to be balanced constantly if you're going to even progress anything. It's almost like somebody on the squad was like, damn, when we put Overwatch into Dota, Dota fucking spiked. Not Dota, Heroes of the Storm. Heroes of the Storm spiked. People were downloading it, new players, because of Overwatch, and they would pick Overwatch and buy them because I was one of them. But that's how you do it. You don't fucking try to turn your game into another game within that game. You just make another fucking game with that lore, you know? It was never going to fucking make it. The game can make it. It just has to be what it is. It needs to stop listening to their pros, their pro players, because those are the players that they don't like something and then they bitch about it. But you know what? They're one person. They're probably not very smart because they're doing this and not like pursuing education and stuff like that. So Microsoft comes in. That's why Overwatch League was done, because they saw it. And even if Overwatch League was making any money, which look, it was, because a lot of their money came from the franchises that were giving them the millions of dollars to be teams. You know, it's like when you hold a convention, most of your money's coming from the vendors. Let them worry about making the money. You made your money from them. Yeah. But Microsoft comes, cancels that shit for good reason. It doesn't translate. You cannot expect anyone watching Overwatch. It's a contrived audience. It's bullshit. You can't pull anyone off the street and say, watch this and enjoy it. They're not going to understand the rules, the characters, the lore, how to play, what the fuck is going on, and whose perspective am I? You know what I'm saying? There's so much that you have to teach someone to watch any video game. You're just catering to all the other streamers and all the other gamers, which, and then it's like, why am I doing this? Microsoft cancels that shit, because it is. It's like most streamers out there start a stream, join a Facebook group, and then they just end up streaming for other streamers, and that's your audience, is those streamers that stream too. So now Overwatch, they have like open enrollment for whatever kind of fucking league they're doing now, whatever competition, esport they're doing. It's like open enrollment, which is fucking great. Let anyone join with a fucking computer. You don't need to televise it, because no one's going to watch it. Even someone like me playing it, like, there's so many camera edits in a game that even I wouldn't want to fucking like sit there and watch it.
You're just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I get it. Okay. They're winning. Oh, I could tell a good play, but you know, otherwise. So it's, I don't know. Back to Marvel. I mean, Marvel's going to shake shit up. And then, you know, it's going to be down to Overwatch. Like what they said, they're going to be changing everything.
Yeah.
So they canceled all this. Now they're going to be giving us two new heroes immediately when they start. We don't have to grind to get them anymore, which means you don't have to pay, right?
Yep.
But how are they going to make their money now? Because now I don't have to buy a battle pass. I have no reason to, especially if I'm not into cosmetics. They just introduced gun weapon cosmetics, which is cool on PCs, but like they got to make their money now, because it's not going to be on heroes. And heroes would have been the main thing. Like, that would have been a reason for someone to even buy a battle pass, is to get the hero faster.
Yeah.
But giving everything for free again and doing it this way, giving us stuff faster, is a good way to do it. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just see how they do that. I'd love to know what their plan is, pretty much moving forward with that. So I don't know. You know what? Let's mention it, because we did kind of mention it. New Overwatch character Venture, I believe, right? Its name, because it's a non-binary character. Sure, because I don't know why that's even important. It's just a video game, but yeah, okay, that's fine. Inclusion, everyone's included. That's fine. I'm cool with that. But Verlaine, you said you are down with this character. Why?
Yeah, because I'm always down with character abilities. Like Mike brought up earlier, how Splatoon kind of reworks abilities into different characters. And really Overwatch, you could strip down a lot of characters and their abilities and kind of like they're the same as other characters, just a little different, reworked. Sure. So it's different, you know, like charges, like everybody has a charge. Doomfist's punch is the same as Reinhardt charging. It's just a different animation almost and a different hit. You know what I'm saying? Like things like that. It's like, but when you start doing things to the environment, like going underground, that's where I'm kind of interested. You know, like when you do things like, actually, honestly, Maui, that's not his real name, but the last character that they introduced.
Maga.
Maui. So I think he's kind of cool.
You're because welcome.
He makes that force field that for the first time you can go through it, but you can't come out of it.
Sure.
So you can actually use things like that. Like those things are cool. Echo, when she came out, turning into another character, that's cool. When you have a character like, I don't know, Sojourn, she just shoots rapid fire, does a one-shot blast, which is just like McCree's one-shot, which is just like any sniper, and then a slide to a super jump. That's not very huge to me.
Yeah, like, it's not innovative.
That wouldn't have gotten me. You know, I bought Overwatch because of Anna. At this point, Anna, like, there were games that had healing. There were games that, you know, every game has damage. But I never saw a mechanic where, depending on who you shot, something different happened. And that sold me on Overwatch. Because they were introducing mechanics that usually, because people make the game and then add the heroes, there's something different about Overwatch. We all know they balance them constantly. Like, because they do things like this, that's what I like. That's what I like. Things like Sombra being able to like disappear completely, you know, it's there. Sometimes they come up with something that's very, very cool.
Okay. Explain her weapon. What are we looking at here?
It's like a drill. Yeah, okay. It's a drill. So you use the drill to go underground and then pop up. And when you pop up, you launch the person up in the air and back. You use it to shoot forward. So it's just like Doomfist's punch.
Yep.
And then it shoots something. Besides the normal shot, there's a shot. Drill? They didn't show it in the trailer. They showed her like shooting it, but they didn't show what happens when it connects.
Okay.
But yeah, just the fact that you go underground and yeah, you're going to see the dirt. Like there was another game, something like, I can't even think of what game it was, but you're just pretty much looking, you can look at the dirt and see, you know, but that's it. And if you're not looking down, just like if you're not looking up for Pharah. Sure. So it's cool. It's like, you know, doing something different with the environment. You're going under where you're really not supposed to go.
Yeah. That's a new take on like a damage dealing character. I honestly might give him a try.
I feel like at this point, Overwatch has to do what they got to do, right? Like, because the game is what it is, and it's people have been playing it for years, and it's not going to get any bigger than it already is. So you got to put new characters in it. You got to do new innovative stuff. So the one thing they haven't done is go underground. So I guess I get that. I don't know if it's going to translate well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. But it's funny because so they reworked Sombra recently, a little bit ago, where, you know, you automatically turn invisible after like 2 seconds, unless you're with the payload, and then you don't. If you're walking with the payload, you will not turn invisible. And then you have the transporter thing only goes forward now. You throw it forward progression. It's meant to go forward, and then you automatically go to it. And most of the time you'll be invisible, and then you can hack while you're invisible still. And then you have a thing that you throw out that was kind of like when people bitched about Moira and that damage ball, when they turned her purple ball into a damage, you just shoot someone with it, 75% damage cut. Well, Sombra has one. It's a cube. It hits them, starts chipping damage. If they're hacked, it takes more. And then if you unload a clip, they're dead.
Yeah.
That's a killer combo. And I am almost more now switching the tide of games with her than Moira. And it's because people do not play as a team, especially with this. Now you can.
Oh, they don't?
No. I'm going to explain why. Right. Now with this automatic, everybody can heal when you're just out of battle.
Yeah.
You go and this Sombra can, like I just said, in one combo, hack, shoot the cube, unload one clip, kill almost everyone, even Roadhog, without healing. If he's not healing, done. Every time she's hanging out of the back, someone always has a Sombra and they're killing people, and not one teammate turns around to stop her. They're just like, oh well, there's a team gone, as long as they're not fucking with me. And that's what's kind of screwy. It's helping me win because I'm just going around doing it to everyone. But it sucks because, like, if you're the healer, you're targeted by Sombra, like no one cares. Yep. It's stupid. What I'm saying is, like, Sombra's kind of OP right now. Like, kind of, like, crazy OP. So, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they're focusing on, but
they'll fix that.
Not teamwork.
Yeah.
And giving everybody the ability to heal is like what they're kind of like showing they want now in a game. Team-based, right. Fuck it. Everyone can heal. They're going to make all their healers super powerful. All their tanks are going to be super fast and fly.
It's like, what are we doing here? What's the, there's no difference anymore.
Everybody's just the same character.
Yeah.
It's just God versus God.
They're trying. They're really trying to push it more and more. But yeah, like I said, the game is already established. We know what it is. They have to do something, but it's a scary, scary ground to start venturing into because you don't know. Venture. That's the new character's name.
Oh. We are venturing into new grounds. All ground too.
Hey, well, hey, and when they're when it's all over, it's like Overwatch. Get over anyway. All right, let's move on to this. This is interesting. Phil Spencer he can't stop thinking about something, and it's something that I know we've spoke to in the past as far as handheld gaming goes. He can't stop thinking about it, and it looks like he really wants to move forward with it. But, you know, I think what it is, he's impressed with, like, the Steam Deck or any of those type things, and he's just like, why not? Why not put, you know, Xbox on a mobile? You know, they already have the backbone, right, which is not Microsoft-related, right? Like, that's its own thing.
Yeah.
So I could see, and it's – but you need your cell phone. Sorry, this is the dumbest thing. It's never going to be that great. Anyway, I don't know. How do you feel about an Xbox handheld? And do you think it would be able to play without your console being on and you being within striking distance of your console, like PlayStation?
Yeah, of course. Like, that's what the xCloud already is.
Yep.
And... it wouldn't be that hard to make a device that wouldn't even have to run too much on proprietary software. They can already build the hardware. They already kind of have to some degree.
Yeah,
so it's right there. All they would have to do it. I could almost hear the complaints now. Oh, what does this mitigate the purpose of the Series X? It doesn't matter. They'll be making money hand over fist if you give people Game Pass on its own unique device. That's money to me.
It's something we've actually talked about in the past. We were talking about, you know, eventually you could see Game Pass on the Switch. That would be something that might work. I don't know. You know, obviously Xbox and Nintendo have to play well together. In the past, they have played well together. So is this something that we could see? I don't know. Or is it as easy as implementing an app to download on Steam Deck or Lenovo or whatever? What's the name of that? The Legion Go or whatever. Like, I mean, is that going to be the way to do it? Or are we going to see an Xbox handheld?
I think they will. I think they'll do the. They already have the app. They already. I'm pretty sure they've already pitched it to everybody and pretty much said, "Hey, you know, if you want it, come get it. You can get it on your phones. You can get it on every phone already on your computer. So like, it's there." They want to get in on that action, and they don't want to do it like PlayStation. PlayStation's just like, oh, Switch, let's do this portable us. Like, I think Xbox seeing it as what it is, like, okay, Switch has it on a lockdown with the proprietary games playing right off the hardware. You need to be like a small game to do that. Like, their games obviously wouldn't work in that capacity on portable. It wouldn't, you'd have to dumb it down. You know, it's not that, it couldn't be that powerful. But you could make a handheld operate kind of like a Switch where the dock is actually your Xbox, which automatically makes it a better dock.
Sure.
They will make proprietary software, but something that's going to be able to at least handle the cloud gaming, because that's what it will. There will probably be no native. It'll be all cloud, but it's going to be a device that is made for that, possibly able to sync up with your Xbox. So when you're in the Xbox, you're going to get better reception. If you tether it, maybe you'll get better graphics.
And honestly, all Microsoft has to do is put every one of their games on the cloud.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And then they can just get whatever they think is going to be the highest processor mobile at all, or figure that out. It's got to be pretty fucking generic, really.
Yeah.
Just their patent, like their name branded fucking machine that is going to be like a Switch, but it's going to be playing better games. And yeah, they've got the code. Bocephus says Xbox on mobile would be so locked down, poor performance. That's not true, because they've got the best cloud out there. Like the best, they started out with that portable, their streaming thing that they had. What was it fucking called?
Mixer.
Mixer started it all. Mixer was their testing ground, and they got streaming, live streaming down, like from the lag, yeah. Flawless. And then they sold that technology.
And not only that, but they also got where you can actually interact with the game through the chat, which is a huge part that no one else does.
Yeah, people were able to watch your stream live with zero lag and then push a button and spawn you a health kit in your game.
Like, and what game were we playing that they really used it a lot?
I have it. Invasion? No. It's. I want to say it's like something Invasion.
No. What was the game that we used? It was like.
It was like Left 4 Dead.
No.
iDarb.
iDarb. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. iDarb, where you tweet it and then, you do the straight awesome. Up like game changing effects. That was sweet.
Yeah.
But obviously, look, some games, some areas on Earth, you're not going to be able to have a good signal and play a good game, but like they've done stuff just like Mortal Kombat, NetherRealms perfected the fighting code. When they brought out their new net code, it was unbelievable because of whatever technology they had was able to do something with lag and you not feeling it. And that's kind of like what the cloud can be doing. And I'll go different places, boot up my phone, turn on the cloud and see how the gaming is. And dude, a lot of times, look, I don't play like multiplayer games because I'm not even going to maybe not. But like single player games, playing like Ninja Turtles, Rise of Shredder and shit like that on my phone, mobile, like there's really barely even button lag nowadays. When I started, I would notice lag on the controller playing on the cloud. But they're working on it, man. Their biggest problem now is like when a new game comes out, you actually have to wait, which doesn't make sense. When the cloud is like, a lot of people are playing, you have to wait for 5 minutes. I think that's an issue.
Yeah. I had that with like, I think it was Deathloop. I think it was Deathloop, but I couldn't immediately hop in on the cloud. But I think they worked that out after like less than a week.
All games have bugs, whether it be, network or local, so I guess.
Yeah. But also like kind of tinfoil hat here. When people were ridiculing Xbox for making the Series S with like slightly lower specs, I was thinking about that and their idea of working with a handheld, of like running it something with perhaps like slightly lower latency if they have to make a pocket version. And the fact that off of the cloud, your Xbox One can still run brand new games that are still being released on Game Pass through it. So I feel like that maybe the Series S was a little bit of a dummy test for like what they could possibly do with like a handheld. Like even if they're moving towards an all digital future, being able to like engineer your infrastructure to be able to run that is what's key. And that's why the PlayStation Portal is such a weird idea, because Sony's like online infrastructure and the way that they develop their games, it's too complex for its own good. It's really hard to port that code in order to get to kind of like run smoothly on something else. So if you have a beefy game like a God of War Ragnarok, getting that to run on the go would probably require a machine that's maybe like a fatter Switch or like a Steam Deck size. So that's like one of the benefits of Microsoft's technology, is that when they make new consoles, they don't have to create like new state of the art software or circuit boards or chips, because they almost use like integrated graphics or something, things that can update itself and it's capable of running with anything. So half of the work is already done. So
yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. See if Microsoft will go that way. As far as other things at Microsoft, Phil Spencer actually hints that the PC storefront, Epic Games, could end up on Xbox consoles. Mike, I know you wrote a story about it on GameFixShow.com. Take us through this. Is this something that we should even be looking forward to? I mean, I don't know. Do we need this? Do we need the Epic Games storefront? What's going on?
I don't know if we need it, but the luxury could be promising. Those walls torn down between like PC and console games, Xbox is, they've been interested in chipping away at that wall, and I think that that'll probably make a lot of problems easier for like a lot of games for like a lot of gamers out there who want access to stuff like Steam. I forgot what the name of the other one that was like on there, but it was like another site, or even like GOG. I mean, I don't know if GOG would be. I don't know who owns GOG or if like GOG is open source, but I think that that would be pretty cool. I mean, we saw last year they had that they had AntStream, that one retro gaming emulator that like you can still get a subscription service to. So they've jumped through weird legal loopholes to like make that possible. And Xbox's MO has always been about access. Maybe it's just Phil throwing out there, just throwing stuff out there into the ether to see how people respond to it. I guess the ball would be in Epic Games' court. Does Epic Games need it? I don't think so, because I feel like if you're already signing into like to play stuff like Rocket League or Fortnite, you're already logged in onto whatever console you're playing on. So maybe not so much of a necessity, but if it does bring other PC platforms into the discussion, maybe not really so much of an empire, but that's almost like Xbox. I kind of call it like Xbox making everybody catch the Microsoft cold. They're just walking on the PC platforms and achoo, they're going to sneeze in their face. So now, oh no, Xbox games are now on your stuff and now your stuff is with mine. And yeah, so it's an Xbox infestation.
Ah, a bug infestation. I'm versed in the ways of killing bugs. Don't worry about that. We're all doing our part, as they say. What are you going to say for Lanny Rose? I saw that.
To me, it's irrelevant. Like having like what games do they have?
I agree.
Fortnite, yeah. Rocket League, Dauntless.
They're all on Xbox. Why do we need the storefront?
Yeah, and
there?
We played them all, and they're all like, I don't know. Maybe they're popular on PC, but not. I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's just
pointless.
There's no reason at all.
Yeah,
there's no reason that I need Epic Games storefront on Xbox at all. I will never buy an Epic Games game because they're fucking free to play, which makes it even worse. Like, so this is just so we could buy the stuff for the games. I guess there's a market for it. Someone might be fucking happy. Like, yay.
Yeah.
I think it's just so they get all the money and Microsoft doesn't get a cut. But then Microsoft's the one that, I don't even know. Who cares? Whatever.
Who cares? All right. Well, the question is will you buy the PDP Riffmaster wireless guitar for Epic's Fortnite's Rock Band version? Something. I don't even know what even how to explain
this. Dude, that guitar had buttons on the top end.
Yeah.
See, there's the five on the top end by, like, if you were like,
yeah, well, that's Rock Band. Rock Band had that back in the day, too.
Really? I thought there was the same as guitar.
I don't know. Do we need
to? So you have to play in Fortnite, though?
I guess. I don't really know. No one's actually explained how this is going to happen. But it sounds like it's within Fortnite. What?
Maybe Epic Games. I don't know.
No one knows. That's the thing. Nobody fucking
but does up. No one like pay attention to the shit like that happens on our planet
I don't know.
Fucking music peripherals and the
apparently
games
it's part of the Fortnite festival as it's being coined and there's gonna be big collaborations with Lady Gaga and The Weeknd.
There's already big collaborations with every other artist on the planet with Rock Band, so dude, I don't know, man. It was a failure. Like, nobody wanted to play anymore. Like, it was fun and cool, but like,
back in the day, a PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, you know, like that era, great. It was awesome. It was just one of those things you've never seen it before. I remember the first time I played it. I was in my brother's house in Philadelphia, and he's like, "Hey, you should play this game." And I was like, "This is awesome." I started playing it, and as soon as I got home, I bought it. I was just like, I need to have this game. And then from there on, my brother never beat me ever again.
I always wanted to play Rock Band, like the actual instruments. I have DJ Hero.
You've never played with all the different instruments?
Nah.
Dude, I have pictures of it's me, Link, and like two other friends, and we were in my old apartment. We're debauchery all the time. I would be singing, someone would be on guitar, someone would be on bass, someone would be drumming. Dude, it was fucking awesome. I wish you were there.
I have DJ Hero, so I have the turntables.
I have it too.
But I never got to play. I wanted to play with somebody who had a guitar because you could play co-op and do mashups with, really? With the guitar. Yeah.
We could totally do it. Let's do it. Let's figure this out.
Yeah. It's
we'll stream it too. What the hell? If we can.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, we can. Nice. That's how we'll do it. But yeah, that's cool. Right on. All right, cool. Well, because honestly, I think I played the DJ Hero once or twice.
There was this thing, and I'm not. It might not be directly involved, but you know. So we all know that for a while there was a big thing about stealing music. And then it went on to the radio side where, you know, people wanted to get royalties. And, you know, streaming platforms like Pandora and Spotify, they're paying companies for the license to do this. So when Rock Band was around, up until pretty much Guitar Hero 3, both the files, the song files that were saved on Guitar Hero were called MOGs. And they were very valuable to people like me at that time because I used to make mashups. And what MOGS did was the company gave them access to what most people may call stems, which is each line. So just vocals, just guitar, just bass, just drums. So that when you're playing and you fuck up, that part is omitted. That's what made the game so awesome. That's why music games now suck, kind of. Even Beat Saber, when you fuck up, the music keeps playing. You know, so people were ripping, you know, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. You could steal games. You can copy games. Everyone hacked the shit and jailbroke those. They were taking and they were converting those, ripping them from the disc, converting them into digital files and putting them online. The companies didn't want that. I have song after song of just broken up. A remixer's fucking heaven, and it's rock songs, and that's what makes it valuable. Rock songs you don't find. Rap songs and hip hop, they even leave you ends of beat at the song so that you can take vocals out and you can invert the vocals. So it's just in like they do it on purpose. So like, and once that happened is pretty much when the new consoles came out, no one can jailbreak anymore. But then people started getting really strict about licensing the music. There's only Rocksmith is the only one out there right now. And how often is that even updated?
But that's not a Guitar Hero game. That's actually like learn to play.
That doesn't even have to have a guitar, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't.
You plug in your actual guitar with six strings and that's how you play it. So that's a completely different game. And I can kind of see that being a thing just because that's what I have it for.
I would have got it back in the day.
I think I have a PlayStation 3. Yeah. And it was really cool. It was actually really cool. But like you had to be a guitarist in order to play the game. So it's kind of a niche audience. But it was pretty sweet. Yeah. So yeah, one of these days I'll hook it back up. That was fun.
Oh.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see. Joe Moggs.
It's so good. That was like the best part.
Yeah. All right. Well, actually, you mentioned Spotify. Right now, there's an anniversary happening. Yes, there is. And that is Katamari Damacy, of course. We all love or love to hate, whatever you want to call it. But I love that I can play my music again. All right, cool. Katamari Damacy has finally figured out how to use Spotify. I don't even know exactly, but all the Katamari Damacy songs are now on Spotify. So you could listen to all your chiptune favorites, weird music from Katamari Damacy.
Soundtracks are zany. That's cool, but man, that's they're a decade late.
Totally a decade late, but it's cool. During the big anniversary, they finally put it out there. So there you go. You can listen to it anytime you want. Cool. I don't know. Great. Oh, awesome. No. Yeah. The 20th anniversary. I was looking for which year it was. It is the 20th anniversary of Katamari Damacy, which I'm waiting for a new one.
Let's go.
Like, I love Katamari. It's one of my favorites.
A remake of one of them, but like, give me a new entry.
Yeah. Give me something like because they put it on the Switch, which I bought it, you know, I think they called it Reroll or something like that. It's fine, but it was the same game just on the Switch. So I'm looking for something new. Give me something new. Let's go. Give me something in VR. I want to be able to fucking roll in VR.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
You'd have like this huge pile, like you wouldn't even be able to see around it. You're just like going. Like, oh, I picked up a person. There you go.
Well, it wouldn't be the camera wouldn't be there. The camera would still be like third person.
It'd be like
at least I would think
in front of you. That'd be cool if it was augmented and it just picks shit up on your desk. Like,
See, that could work. Sure,
cool. Katamari in your room,
Katamari living room. Welcome to Living Room Katamari, where you can pick up everything in your living room. Finally, you can pick up everything in your living room. Because you usually don't anyway. Yeah. All right. I think one of the last things I want to mention before we say goodbye to everybody is that GameStop is laying off more people. Hey, we're still talking about GameStop. Still, people still go to GameStop.
People still work at GameStop.
People still work at GameStop. They still sell video games at GameStop? I don't know. They sell toys mostly.
Underneath the t-shirts.
Yeah, really. It looks like... what do they say? It's only going to impact like 150 people, so it won't be a lot. But, I mean, they have like 8,000 employees. So 150 people is a little percentage off the top there. But, it's just going to keep happening. We're going to get more and more stories about GameStop laying off more and more people. Eventually, it's going to go under. It's going to happen. We keep saying this, and people don't believe us. They're like, that's the only place I can get video games. But actually, you can get video games anywhere else. So it's like... I don't know.
Do people think there's going to be this resurgence just because places like Target and Best Buy aren't like selling their physical stuff anymore? Like the only people that I see going into a GameStop now are just like confused grandmothers and like grandparents.
Yeah.
That are just like going in there to ask questions, but it's kind of about it. I think anytime I even go there to like look for used games, because I love clearing out the discounts, they try to get me to sign up for so much shit. It's like, oh, do you want to take all the games that you ever bought in GameStop and then like have a warranty on them that it costs you $9 a month? No,
why? I don't want to do that. Yeah, they really tried to get like members only. Yeah, good luck with that. Whatever.
I won't miss GameStop. I do my shopping on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, gaming will not change once GameStop is gone. It just won't. Mm. It's the effect of GameStop is no longer there. Maybe 10 years ago.
It's just like the Toys R Us thing. People, where are we going? What am I going to get my toys? Like, you weren't shopping at Toys R Us anyway.
Come on. I mean, me and Verlaine were, but, you know, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, last time I was in Canada, I went to Toys R Us. You damn right I did.
I went to the one in Macy's. Boom.
And it wasn't great, was it?
They're like hot glued to Macy's now.
Yeah, it's just not that. It's not that great. They keep talking about opening up another brick and mortar, but I don't. Yeah,
there's just no market for it. There's some things that you can't market with just nostalgia alone.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I think that'll do it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us during our recording of the show, and of course, thank you for downloading and listening to the recording. You guys actually help us more than you even know. GameFixShow.com is where you find all of our stuff. We had a special guest on the show right there, Mike. Little kitty, like a little kitty there. Oh, all right. Anyway.
He's trying to sabotage the show here.
What's the name of your cat? Come on.
This is Dimitri.
Dimitri.
Ah, Dimitri.
Hello, Dimitri. Oh. He's like, what the hell? He's like, put me the fuck down, dude. That's what he's saying. Aw, good. There you go. All right. Well, gamefixshow.com is the website. Please go and check it out. Oh, real quick. 10 seconds, Mike. Your retro reboot.
Oh, yeah. Super Bomberman. This last Tuesday, I reviewed Super Bomberman, Super Nintendo, childhood favorite game. It made my dad go out and buy a Super NES multi-tap just to get four people in the house playing it
once.
Nice. That's cool. That's actually a good memory. Good memory. I like that. So go check that out. The retro reboot, his review of Bomberman there on our website, gamefixshow.com, as well as our social medias. The latest episode right there. You can listen to it right there and our Patreon. So please go peruse gamefixshow.com. Gentlemen, anything else you want to say before we go?
No.
Okay. Well, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Sit.
I love you.
For democracy.
Verlaine will get it soon.
Adios, turd nuggets.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.